As the cellist of the Iris Piano Trio, an ensemble dedicated to reimagining healthcare communities as spaces of creativity, part of my job involves playing for nursing home residents. It is inspiring and exciting work, but on March 12, 2020, it all came to a screeching halt, with COVID threatening the health of all staff and residents. After months of trial and error, I was able to resume my musical visits over FaceTime in early August, providing live music for people who hadn't been outside in 5 months. Most people I play for in this setting are compelled by music of their childhood, popular songs their mom used to sing, something that reminds them of a happy day, or hits from Broadway like Some Enchanted Evening. But some, perhaps a third of all of my visits, request Bach. Those who do close their eyes and focus on the music, while surrounded by the beeping, rattles, and loud conversations that are a constant background to their daily lives, and even through a digital screen separated from me by many miles, somehow we connect and we are transported into a totally different world, free from the stresses and realities that we currently face. Bach Tells a Story is a collection of some of their reactions to Bach's first cello suite. Responses to the following questions: what does the music look like? What does it feel like? What does it taste like? And what does it sound like? Their words are spoken over excerpts of these movements. I see skaters at the turn of the 20th century in Russia on a lake. They're wearing long winter coats. It's an extended family, maybe 12 to 15 people. This is one big happy family. The adults sit on a bench and watch as the younger ones skate around. The children start to go a little too fast, and the adults begin to call them back with an increasing sense of urgency, but the kids ignore them. Finally, the kids come off of the lake and all can relax. Like a lullaby being hummed to a baby. A dad is standing outside in twilight in the summer with his newborn, and he's humming to the baby this beautiful melody. It's not sung, but it seems to emanate from his chest. Successfully gets the baby to sleep, but decides to stay outside in this twilight summer breeze, watching the trees as they sway in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
a happy dance, almost like a polka. The father and his baby are in the middle of a big circle of dancers. The dancers are skipping around, holding hands as they go. Hallway. People are standing around, waiting to go into another room, but they don't know what's inside. There is a sense of anticipation and curiosity. Of the room. Dancing has started. Women are wearing beautiful dresses, and above there is a crystal chandelier. The room is filled with swirls of color, purple, green, and dark blues. These are winter colors. The only bright things in the room are the white shirts that the men wear and the white gloves of the conductor leading the orchestra. Butterflies are filting. Squirrels are running around. There's a soft, mellow breeze, green grass, and the yellow underside of the plants. People are gathering, watching nature like it was a movie. All are smiling and swaying in the breeze. Thank you.